It's election day in Israel. Voters are choosing a new parliament, which in turn will select a prime minister. Polls indicate Ariel Sharon's Likud party will win the most seats, but will fall short of a majority and will be forced to form another coalition government. This is Israel's third election in 4 years, one that again is dominated by security issues. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In the cold of a Jerusalem morning, a soldier and a policeman stand outside a high school which has become a polling station for the day. Most voters here say they want to see a government that is a coalition of national unity between Ariel Sharon's Likud and the center-left Labor Party headed by Amram Mitzna. Voter Moshe Eshel says what's most important to him is a stable government.
In this time, we have to have more unity, a government which is a more wider government, because we have many difficulties in security, difficulties, economic difficulties, social security, and I think that unity is very important.
Eshel says he usually votes Labor, but today he voted for the centrist Shinui party led by outspoken former journalist Tommy Lapid. Polls say Shinui, with a platform that calls to end all subsidies to ultra-Orthodox Jews and to cut taxes, is expected to become the third largest party after Likud and Labor. Shinui says it will only join a Likud-led government if Labor also joins. Sharon's Likud is expected to get about a quarter of the seats in the 120-seat Knesset, and he will then need to build a coalition. If he joins with Labor and Shinui, he would have a stable majority, and polls show that's what most Israelis want. The problem is Labor leader Mitzna has said he will not join a government headed by Sharon. If he follows through, Sharon will then be forced to turn to smaller, hardline and religious parties to join his government. Danny Singer, who has come to vote with his three young children, says he supports Sharon but was disappointed with corruption scandals in his Likud party. So Singer voted for a smaller right-wing party headed by former Soviet dissident Natan Sharansky, who has promised to join a Likud-led coalition.
It's a little bit of a punishment to the Likud, who as a party is, I think, needs a little bit of cleaning up there. On the other hand, I'm very supportive of Sharon as a prime minister. So knowing that Sharansky will support him helped me guide my vote.
On the other side of Jerusalem, Palestinians are closely following the Israeli elections, but they have little hope that their situation will improve no matter what the government looks like. Jonathan Kutab is a Palestinian lawyer in East Jerusalem.
In terms of the reality on the ground, unfortunately, even those Israeli parties, including Labor, that somehow make the right noises and sound as if they are different, on the ground, in reality, in tangible facts, in terms of settlements, in terms of the treatment of Palestinians, in terms of the closures, the curfews, there really has not been much difference on the ground.
In advance of the elections, Israel imposed a total closure on the West Bank and Gaza Strip, meaning no Palestinians are allowed to enter Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.